Dr. Oliveros, dictating for March the 13th, 2023. The first patient is Sandra Hinman. The last name is H-I-N-M-A-N. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 2. The patient has a creatinine that was reported on March the 7th, 2023 to be 0.89 milligrams per cent with an estimated GFR of 68. The urinalysis fails to show evidence of protein in the dipstick, and the amount of protein in the urine that is quantified is within normal limits. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension that is under control most of the time. The patient, they brought a blood pressure log for 2 months and is satisfactory. Number three, the patient had a cholesterol that was significantly elevated. She was started on Vascepa, V-A-S-C-E-P-A. The latest cholesterol came down to 276 from 303. The HDL cholesterol is 59. And the LDL is 185. The patient is advised to continue on a plant-based diet. A low-sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following numbers, the patient has a history of breast cancer that is followed by the oncologist. Following number, remote history of nephrolithiasis that is not active. Following number, the patient has a history of DVT taken Eliquis, period. We're going to reevaluate the case in 5 months, and the patient was given reassurance that she followed the recommendation of the doctors and avoid the supplements that are not FDA regulated. We spent 8 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.